a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to your daily devotional podcast, anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, where it says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Now, we're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of Nehemiah, and today we're continuing to explore Nehemiah's lament. He responds to the terrible news from Judah and Jerusalem with a prayer of lament. You may remember from yesterday. And in verse 4, when he hears that bad news, it says that he sat down, he wept and mourned for days, fasting and praying before the God of heaven. And he says this. He says, "O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments." And he goes on. We'll talk more about the contents of his prayer after this tomorrow and the next day. But yesterday we talked about the background to lament, and the Bible is soaked in it because the Bible deals with real life, not some airy fairy fantasy of how things should be. God and his people engage with the reality of what things are truly like. And that's what Nehemiah is doing here, but taking it to God first. You see, his lament is deep. It goes on for several days. It's not just one prayer time. And note also that he addresses God directly. Nehemiah isn't talking to himself, ruminating on all the things that are bad that he's just heard. He's taking it directly to the Lord. And he also, in this beginning of his prayer, acknowledges the awesome nature of God. God is the one with the power to change things. And notice also that Nehemiah, in this first part of his prayer, recalls that God is faithful and loving. He is the one who cares about the situation even more than Nehemiah. Nehemiah sitting down, weeping, fasting, praying. God cares about it, about the situation even more. See, a faithful lament is not simply a complaint. There's a place for that on a level, but that's not so much what we're talking about here in terms of lament. Faithful lament is taking what is painful to God and expressing the reality of what's happening to you and in you to him. It's about giving him what's real in your heart. And indeed, when we do this somehow, and I don't fully understand how this works, but it seems to biblically and in my own personal experience, that praise and lament go together. We see this in Nehemiah. They somehow deepen one another. Lament makes praise more meaningful, and praise makes lament more meaningful. In the book Evoking Lament by Ava Harasta and Brian Brock, they say this: within the believing community, lament without praise would not be a lament addressed to Yahweh, but it would be what they call the atheist howl, for which it is sometimes mistaken. But then again, praise without lament would be frivolous and self-deceptive, not a praise to God, but merely a rejoicing in good luck or a triumph of projection. They say lament deepens praise because it does not envy or deface it, but instead humbly lets itself be embraced by it. What do you think about this connection between praise and lament? Why not look at the whole of Nehemiah's prayer and see how it goes together? And today, why not take some time today to praise God while also at the same time holding something broken before God? Take whatever is causing you to lament to God and praise him as well. Maybe you want to praise before you lament, or perhaps you want to lament and then praise. But why not do it together and see what difference it makes to your connection with our great God? I hope you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.